The halls of Blue Moon High School were crowded with a sea of patchouli-scented tie-dye. Long-haired teens rocking Woodstock-reminiscent fashions meandered from class to class. The administration didn't like to rush anyone and provided a full 10 minutes for students to find their way to their next educational obligation. Eden Moody stood out from the retro crowd with her purple highlighted pixie cut, vegan leather pants, and a flannel tied carefully around her waist. It had taken her 4 tries to get it just right. Her cousin Moonbeam yammered away in her ear about how by next year she'd have boobs and Beckett Pierce. Eden was newly 17 and already had what boobs Mother Nature had been generous enough to bestow on her. She popped her locker open and checked to make sure her eyeliner wasn't too smudged. Her eye makeup proudly skated the line between goth teen and grunge rock star. Her parents' tolerance of it was annoying. "So, it's Beckett now?" Eden asked, only half listening. Moonbeam Parker came from a long line of boy-crazy women. Eden had a feeling her cousin would give Elizabeth Taylor a run for her money in the marriage department. She traded her geometry book for a notebook and binder before slamming her locker door.
"He's so sexy," Moonbeam purred.
At 2 days shy of 16 and the freedom a learner's permit would provide, Moonbeam was a danger to herself. Eden hoped that her cousin's mother, Laura Beth, would make sure her daughter was immediately put on birth control. Speaking of reasons for birth control, Eden's focus narrowed to one figure strolling down the hall. He was tall and lean, with a shock of chestnut hair that always fell across his forehead. His eyes were the same warm brown as his hair. Davis Gates, in his vintage bell-bottom jeans and hand-woven hooded tunic, was walking in slow motion toward her. It probably wasn't actual slow motion, but that's just how he moved, like he was the star of a coming-of-age movie. Girls swooned, and guys followed in his wake, eager to learn the secret to being cool. Davis Gates ruled Blue Moon High School. He was the nice guy, the good guy. His haikus made even their poetry teacher, Mrs. Letchworth, sigh. He was the guy who set school records for the 100-yard dash and gentle sheep shearing. And in art class? Gah. The man was a teenage Da Vinci. While 90% of the class was smearing finger paints on canvas, Davis was creating masterpieces in non-GMO acrylics. He was perfect in every way. And Eden's parents hated him. "Hey there, Moody," Davis said, lifting his dimpled chin in her direction. He had stubble, baby fine, patchy stubble on his sharp jaw. He was basically a man, Eden decided. He stopped in front of her, those warm brown eyes studying her as if she were the only teenage girl in the hall. A thrill prickled the hair on her arms to standing. "Gates," she said, her tone blasé, even though she could feel her heartbeat in her head. He gave her that kind of shy, kind of sexy grin.
"I saw that spin move you pulled on Birkbeck in gym this morning. Pretty awesome."
Blue Moon High School spent 9 weeks of the school year on ballroom and line dancing and 2 weeks on self-defense. Eden felt a little thrill roll through her at the thought of Davis watching her during gym class. "He told me I hit like a girl."
"So you kicked him in the chest?"
Davis nodded his approval.
"You're pretty badass."
Eden's heart soared into the atmosphere. The cute guy she liked thought she was badass. This was better than getting her driver's license.
"Thanks,"
her voice squeaked, and she coughed to cover it up.
"I don't want you to think that your badassedness wasn't enough, but a couple of us wanted to make sure he learned his lesson, so we hid his clothes and replaced them with something a little more fitting."